You'd think a restaurant napkin with your wishes and a signature, ideally witnessed by two other people who are not beneficiaries, should be sufficient. But that's going to make Jeffrey Wiseman's blood run cold. He's the chief executive at Momentum Trust. But essentially, I mean, that's good enough for a will, isn't it, Jeffrey? I've said what I wanted and nobody's going to fight about my 5 cents. So that's okay, but it's not suitable for everyone.
Well, good evening, Bruce. Yes, you're right. It is technically okay, but the problem is that what people say and what they mean can sometimes be different. And so it is important to get the assistance of someone or a system that can help you make sure that your thoughts are expressed clearly.
A lot of people are intimidated by lawyers. They don't want to go to the bank and do a will because the bank will charge 3% of the value of their estate. You've come up with a concept of an online will generator. I mean, can I have Bill Gates's will, please? Because I would love that. But that's not how it works. You sort of enable me to populate a will, idiot-proof style, using technology.
Yeah, so that's what we've done. So we've partnered with a company in the UK, Arkin.legal, and they developed these intelligent online will drafting solutions, and they've helped us develop this solution for the market. And really what it does is it takes the individual, the user, through a series of questions that they require to answer, and in the background it develops a proper well-drafted and constructed will for them.
Nothing's for nothing. You say it's free to draft the will, but surely at some point, at the point of execution on that will, there's going to be a charge.
So at the, obviously in the will, one of the things that you need to do is to nominate an executor, and the default executor in this case would be Momentum Trust. So the idea is to help people through the process, get the will in place, and then obviously when they do pass away, Momentum Trust would then be the nominated executor on the will.
And you would charge what?
So we would charge executors' fees, and that would obviously depend on the size of the estate and various things. But there is obviously there's a tariff in place, and that forms the basic guideline that we would use.
Because my bank says it'll do it for nothing as well. They'll charge me 3%. Roughly, what will you charge?
So it would be a similar rate, Bruce. The 3 or 3.5% is where the tariff starts, but there's nothing preventing an executive from giving some kind of a discount, and they would normally do that on larger estates, where the 3% obviously turns into a large amount of money.
Okay, so that's important, but the default executor is you. Can I be smart about this and say, I've got a brother who knows a guy who can be the executor. I can get a free will done and that executor will simply do my stuff for me. You're doing this on that kind of risk, are you?
Well, we would essentially be doing it on that kind of risk. Obviously, the system works particularly nicely, and the will that's generated would have Momentum Trust nominated as the executor. But I suppose, you know, people can sort of find ways around. But at the end of the day, you know, it is important to choose a competent executor. So if you find somebody that doesn't really know what they're doing, you know, even if you pay a lot less than the 3%, it might end up being a very frustrating experience.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Wiseman, who's the chief executive at Momentum Trust. And again, it's a lovely service and it's really interesting and simple. You can get a similar service from a bank. You can go to a lawyer or to another trust company and get a similar service. You can just negotiate the fees and you do the negotiating rather than leave your beneficiaries up to do the negotiating, please. But it's interesting how tech is being used more and more to solve these problems.